As you know, the current contract for dog control in Sussex County expires at the end of this month. So we put an RFP out back in September for a contract to begin January 1st of 2013. We had two responses to that RFP, one from Kent County SPCA, the other from Safe Haven. Included in your packet was a breakdown of what was submitted. Initially, both proposals that came back to us exceeded what we had budgeted for this project for next year. So we negotiated with both vendors a somewhat reduced responsibility to try to bring the cost down. We offered the same opportunity to both. We received a response from both, which again is included in your packet. Based on the response and based on the grading that we were required to do per the RFP, we're prepared this morning to make a recommendation for a one-year contract to begin January 1st, 2013. That recommendation is for Kent County SPCA at a contracted cost of $669,230, which does fall within what we had allotted in the budget for this coming year.
Well, part of the, I just wanted to see. Part of the negotiations were reducing responsibilities. I looked for a list of those. Is that in this packet? I must have missed that, what they were, reducing responsibilities.
It was reducing services, and it was basically to try to get out of, to try to reduce the man hours of the dog control officers on the street, either a 7 to 7 or where they weren't going around the clock or whatever they could provide and reduce services, which in that case reduces administration costs, labor, vehicle, and trickles down. Their man hours are your the largest. Also at your seat you have correspondence that we have received concerning dog control in general. I think each have a copy.
Mm-hmm. Any questions, Mr. Parker? You have a motion, sir?
I do have a motion.
You have a motion. Okay.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council enter into a contract with Kent County SPCA for dog control services for the calendar year 2013.
You want to put a dollar and cent number to that?
I am sorry, yes. In the amount of $669,230.
How much was that?
$669,230.
And that's just for 1 year, and there's no renewal,
no
talk
at this
of renewal.
Point, we're not recommending
just
it.
1 year.
There is some other state action ongoing of where they're still analyzing dog control and the future of it, possibly, hopefully may not lie with the county, so... We want to take this year by year.
Sure.
So how much did we take in last year for dogs?
It's not a profit.
It's not.
Business.
It's
100 and something thousand.
Yeah. Around 100, 120.
I think it's well noting.
Everybody
it is.
It's not a moneymaker.
So we lost.
We'll entertain a motion.
Yeah. How much? 550.
We lost $550,000 last year on dogs.
Not going to do it.
Over half a million.
I wonder if the state gave it to us.
Do we have anyone who cares to make a motion?
Make a motion to give it back to the state.
Second.
All right, I'll make the motion.
You have a motion? You have a motion on the floor in a second.
I'll withdraw my second.
Oh, boy. Good guys.
I'll make the motion to accept Kent County SPCA as our dog control agent for 2013. Cost is
$669,000 and change. $230. There you go. Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Parker, and thank you, Mrs.
Thank
Webb.
You. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there's been some of the discussion. If you can get close to the microphones, please, so the public
we doing
can
this
hear
again?
Things.
Okay. Probably Sam.
Mrs. Webb, grant requests.
Yes, the first one today, Coastal Concerts.
Mm-hmm. did we give them last time?
We gave them last time.
$250.
But, $250 each, Mrs. Deaver, Mr. Cole, $500 total.
Oh, I'll do that for Mr. Cole. I'll make that motion. We do that again. Mr. Cole and I.
A motion, a second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $250 to Coastal Concert Program expenses. That's $250 from each council person,
yes,
for a total of $500. Mr. Cole, Mr. Deaver, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Lewis Senior Center.
And what's the situation there where they have a...
They are asking for donations to help sustain the activities of their organization. Last, in 2010, you granted them $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a variety of amounts. They're not asking for anything specific, just help with their...
I think that's low compared to what the former councilman gave them.
Yes.
I would do that again, $2,000 again, yes. From my account, please.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $2,000, Mrs. Deaver, account to the Lewis Senior Center for events and program expenses. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Delmarva Clergy United in Social Action.
And that's for, what are they doing with the money?
It's for low-income boys and girls, Christmas presents for the children.
That's in my district.
Any children. It is in your district.
Yeah. And have we done that before?
Yes, we have.
Christmas time?
You've done 1,000.
I'll do
it again. In August.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. I think I'll do that again.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
To give $1,000 to her account?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,000, Mrs. Deaver's account, to the... Delmarva Clergy United Social Action Foundation for Community Outreach. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
All but yes, motion carried.
And the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Organization, and this is the one for the providing scholarships.
This is over the Lewis area, is that right?
This is Rehoboth Beach.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'd like to, we gave $200 each, I think, last time, didn't we?
Yes, that's correct.
We could do that again.
Well, in Rehoboth, that's Mr. Cole's district.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. I don't think I should.
I think Mr. Cole can pick up mine.
This specifically, Rehoboth? How is that?
The address comes Rehoboth.
Yeah, but it goes to countywide,
The banquet's at the Cape Henlopen School District.
They don't celebrate
Myers. It is a scholarship program.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh. If
Mr. Cole picked up.
What'd we do?
246. I mean, whatever.
He picked up.
If you want him to pick up,
mm-hmm.
Just have to be clear.
Are you in?
I'm waiting for a motion.
I make a motion. Joan and George, get to it.
$500 each.
Yeah.
You okay with that, Joan?
I think it's good. I think it's a good thing to do, and especially okay. I'll be happy to do that.
For Mr. Second. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,000 to the Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Organization from $500, Mrs. Deaver, $500, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
Amen.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, any proposed ordinance introductions?
Yes, there is one, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for Dell Dot Maintenance Yard to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County containing 30 acres more or less, tax map ID 5-30-16. -11.01 is district number 2.
Hmm. I'll introduce it.
Okay. I know we.
And that was
we,
all.
We knew that. Mr. Phillips introduced it. Mr. Guy, anything back there?
District 2, you called my attention.
Anything from the council or anyone at the dais up here for additional business brought before council?
I do have additional business.
Mrs. Webb?
Council President Vincent, County Council members, and Mr. Lawson. On May 1st, 2013, I'm going to retire my position as Finance Director of Sussex County. I want to thank Sussex County government for giving me the opportunities I've had to pursue my career over the last 20 years in professional development. My time here has been very rewarding and challenging, very positive, and I am blessed and grateful to have worked somewhere for 20 years with such positive and good and heartwarming memories. 20 years with the county has been a goal and a milestone for me to reach. So thank you very much.
Well, we are going to miss
you. Have to accept
and what
that.
Happens if we don't accept
we have,
it?
Well,
I'm not going to accept it.
Mrs. Webb, I'm sure you realize we are very sad to see you go.
Yes.
We do realize that you need to move on, explore other boundaries in your life, and we certainly thank you for everything you've done for the county.
Thank you.
You've been a tremendous blessing to this county.
Thank you.
And we certainly wish you well.
Thank you very much.
And maybe we'll honor May the 1st. I'm not sure. We'll.
I'd say she's very, very
we'll see.
Well known for accuracy and good humor in this county.
Thank you.
And we need both.
Good humor.
Yes.
But thank you so much for your 20 years.
Thank you.
It's been
you.
A blessing to have you here.
Thank you.
Entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel, pending potential litigation, and land acquisition.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson, I assume, in the caucus room?
Yes, sir.